Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
This is what I tell them. Look.
I've been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it. Hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with the hangout and highlight session. Man, truly excited about this one to have Miss Raven Turner with us. A great lady doing some great things to inspire and motivate. Truly happy for her, truly excited for her journey, and she's doing some amazing things. So I had to get her on to just hang out with her and highlight her so, you know, you, my audience, can check out who she is and go follow her and show her some love and support if you're not already doing that. So first, Raven, thanks so much for taking the time to hang out with the Success Chronicles.
Thank you, Chip. It's a pleasure and honor. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited. And it's always, you know, a blessing to be able to share my story and just some of my experiences along the way that I've learned along with other people. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, talking about your story, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about, you know, your background and kind of, you know, so people have an idea of who you are and what it is you do.
Yeah. Okay. So to unpack my story a little bit, to give you guys kind of idea of who I am, how I got here to where I am today. I went to Prairie View A&M University. Right. Graduated in 2014, ran track out there on a scholarship, 4-year scholarship, all the relays, 4x1, 4x2, 4x4. And, you know, my dream at the time was to one day become a collegiate athletic director. That's what I was working towards. Always wanted to do something in sports. You know, that was the goal. And unfortunately, that just did not happen. So about my junior, senior year in college, you know, when I'm working toward those goals, trying to get into the University of Central Florida to get my master's, you know, they had like a double MBA program. I was trying to get in there. I was applying to Nike for this internship. So those 2 years, like back to back, it was just like, no, Nike, no. You know, it's kind of like you get close to something, you're knocking on the door, you think it's going to open or it opens a little bit, but then it closes. You know what I mean? It's like, unfortunately, you know, they told me, because there are 3 rounds for this Nike internship, and they told me, the second round, you know, fortunately, you know, you're not selected to move forward. So my senior year in college, I reapply, right? You know, I reapply, same thing, 3 rounds, get past the first round, second round, the Zoom interview, get told no. You know, Central Florida, I don't get in there. So everything is kind of hitting me all back to back to back, because at this point, it's like, I'm about to graduate college now. And the plan that I have for my life, I'm realizing it's not going to unfold the way I thought it was going to unfold. So because all those things happened, I had to move back home with my parents. And I started working overnights at this group home, caring for individuals who cannot care for themselves. And I was making $10 an hour. And, you know, I felt kind of like a failure at this point in my life. I was depressed a little bit. I felt like a failure. I just felt like this has got to be a joke. You know what I mean? Like, what is happening? And, and during this time, too, now I'm running up and down back to Houston, like after I get off of work. You know, I'm still in my 20s. I'm still young. But at the same time, like I'm trying to still figure out, you know, I'm knocking on doors like the Texas Stars. You know, I was interning with the Mavs D League, the college football playoff, and nothing was working. So I remember one day I'm in my house, right? I'm in my room. I'm talking to God and I'm upset. You know, and I'm upset. I'm like, you know, you sit here and said you'd give me the desires of my heart. You're not giving me nothing I desire. And, you know, I said what I needed to say, you know, and my dad always told me, you know, once you talk to God, sometimes get quiet afterwards so you can hear him talk back. So I did. And I'll never forget. I heard, you know, something in my spirit tell me I'm putting you in a position to build something. And I need you to change your perspective in the way you're viewing this situation, because if you keep viewing it the way you're viewing it, you're going to miss this opportunity. So that right there changed my entire perspective about my entire situation. Now, my entire life, people have been telling me you got a calling on your life, blah, blah, blah. I used to run from that. My dad's a preacher. You know, I'm not trying to preach. I'm not trying to do none of that. So it's funny how I have ended up speaking Like I'm on stages and stuff now, right? So through all of that trip, basically, I've learned, you know, a lot of times when it seems like things are not working in your favor, things are actually working in your favor. So all of those no's, I kind of look at it as like, you know, where God is taking me, it's going to be more no's, right? You're going to be speaking. You don't have all the money, all the resources. So what you do have is the gift to speak. And what you do have is, you know, the common sense to go out there, reach out to people, put your name, sell yourself, but you're going to get hit with a ton of no's doing that. So I need you to be able to handle no right now, because where I'm taking you in a couple of years, you know what I mean? You're going to experience no's there too, right? So if you can handle it here, you're going to be able to handle it over there. So as you know, the speaking is kind of taken off. You know what I mean? Now, sometimes it's slow, but the places I've been, you know, I was at the Steelers, they bringing me back. You know what I mean? That's, I never thought that, you know, when I first started speaking, right? Professional football team, some of the schools I've spoken at, it's just been a blessing. So I've just been speaking, telling my story about adversity, because it's a universal story. You know, everyone has had a plan for their life, thought things was going to work out a certain way. And it's kind of like, you know, when life doesn't happen the way you want it to happen, a lot of us, we've stopped competing with ourselves, right? And, you know, we have to get to the point every day where, you know, we don't compromise our standards based off of, you know, what life throws at us. If you work hard every day, you work hard every day, regardless of, you know, if it's good or bad, right? You show up every day for yourself, all that type of stuff. So that's how I got here. That's how I
So
got here.
good. That's so good. To hear your journey, you know, a lot of those things I knew, but it's always good to hear that, because I mean there's some gems in there. You know, I think, you know, there is a journey for everything, right?
Yes.
I think even when you are doing everything that you can, you know, sometimes you may feel like you're all in good enough, right?
Right.
But at the end of the day, you're learning some things, because there's a blessing in every lesson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
So what I want to do is just, I want to throw some words out at you. And if you
Okay.
don't mind, let's just talk about what comes to mind or to heart, when you hear these words. If you don't mind, you good with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right. So the first word I want to throw out at you is, or first words, phrase is transferable skills.
Transfer with skills. So when I think of that, I think of being an athlete, right? So, you know, I was an athlete my entire life. I love sports. I love to compete. I take everything as a competition. It doesn't matter. Uno, we shooting, you know, something into the trash can. It's a, I need to win. So, I think the skills that I had to transfer, was for one, it's like my spirit, you know, that competitive spirit, that competitive nature that I had as an athlete. You know, I'm no longer an athlete. I'm no longer on a court or a track, but I still have to have that same type of mindset. You know, it's to work hard. The goal is to outwork what I did the day before. You know what I mean? And if I can just do that every day, you know, I'm going to be great at whatever it is that I So I think that, you know, it's like dedication, that same commitment, holding yourself accountable, those skills, you know, those are all the type of things you do in sports. And then even, you know, when you're trying to build something, you can't build it by yourself. You know, you can't win a championship by yourself. You cannot win a basketball game, a track meet by yourself. You need a team. And same in entrepreneurship. You know, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together. You know, you gotta get with people and find people who do what you do, and you know, you come together and achieve something much greater. So those are some of the skills that I've learned, you know, along the way. You can only go so far by yourself, you know, but you work hard, you build a team of people, get yourself in the right environment. You know, it's the same thing. Like I'm still competing, right? The atmosphere, the environment, it's the same. It's just I'm no longer on a track or a basketball court, right? The arena just looks different.
We I'm in a different environment. I'm still trying to kick your butt.
Yeah, I'm trying to annihilate you, right? Like I'm trying to be
Believe
the best at
that.
what I do. Yeah.
All right, so the next, I guess, phrase I'll give you is living and learning.
Living and learning. Okay, that's good. Ooh, living and learning, man. I can tell you, I have lately been living, and I've learned a lot since I've been on this journey. Oh my gosh. So one thing I've learned about myself is I have a problem with like wanting to be in control, right? And it's like not where it's like I'm controlling, where it's like people do what I say do, but it's like I know when I am involved and in control of something, it's going to happen. And I've had to learn to let go, like surrender to God's will for my life. And it's like trust the timing that He has for you, right? Like I want, you know, so for instance, you know, I'm in the arena with a lot of great speakers, right? You know, my favorite speaker is Inky Johnson, him and then E.T. for me, right? And I remember when I first started doing this, I was like, man, Inky was doing this and this by 32. I got to be doing that by 32. That right there, that entire way of thinking, looking at the clock, you know, it gave me a lot of anxiety. It made me feel like I was behind. And, you know, I listened to some stuff Bishop T.D. Jakes said. He said a lot of times we have a problem. You know, we have this spirit of urgency where we try to take things into our own hands and we start trying to force things. And, you know, when things don't go the way you want them to go because you're trying to force it, you begin to have anxiety, you begin to be depressed, blah, blah, blah. So I've had to learn to just surrender, you know, like enjoy life. I had a friend who told me, she's like, you know, you don't live in the present enough. You're too worried about your future. And I'm like, I didn't even tell her all of these type of things. You know, she's like, you got to give yourself some grace, be patient with yourself. And I just kind of really took those words, the stuff that T.D. Jakes said, you know, about timing, like it takes time to be great. You know, it takes time to do great things. You know, when you're cooking and you're baking something, it takes time for it to bake. You know what I mean? And I just started, you know, taking that in, you know, and I'm at peace where I'm at right now. Like I'm on my own wave. I'm taking my time. I'm practicing. You know, someone also told me, you know, you're doing everything in the physical, but maybe you need to get connected with God in the spiritual, right? So I've been doing a lot of things, just a lot of personal development things. Like I journal now, I walk every day. I stopped listening to so much rap music and, you know, secular music that makes me think about other things. And I'll be listening to a lot of podcasts, a lot of, you know, Bishop T.D. Jakes, a lot of things about mental health. And I mean, that's just some things that I've learned along the way of my journey. And it's, you know, I feel like I'm living now, like I'm at peace, my spirit is well, and I'm okay.
Man, I love that. I love how you broke that down. I think there's a lot of dimensions to that. But the underlying factor that comes out for me is personal growth.
Yeah.
You know, as you said that, you know, going back to the athlete perspective, and there's always something that we can work to be better on. We can always watch the tape and see, you know, what's my start, this, my drive, you know, how did my feet, you know, like all of those things. It's always something that we can look into to strive to be better and be the best version of ourselves. But then at the end of the day, like you said, a lot of the times we may think we have the plan, but we really don't.
Man, they say it. What? I don't know if this is in the Bible, but what's that thing they say? If they want to make God laugh, tell them your plans.
Yeah,
it's so true. Yeah, it's so true. Because I would have never saw this. Never would have done it. I'm an introvert.
Yeah,
and I've told God several times because you know this is hard. Like this is hard. You know, and Bishop T.D. Jakes said something else. He said God never does anything easy. You know what I mean? He was like he had a whole shepherd boy defeat a giant. You know what I mean? That ain't easy. It's easy for him, but you know, to the world that ain't easy. It's like, how does that happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, all type of stuff. So you know, it's been plenty of times when I was like, you know, Lord, if this ain't what I'm supposed to be doing, just tell me. Like I will go. I don't have to go speak. Like I will not, I don't have to do this. And every time I'm telling you, every time I say stuff like that or get discouraged, he always comes through. And reminds me, someone will contact me and be like, you know, be like, we want you to speak somewhere. You know what I mean? And I just take that as like God reminding me, like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? But, you know, you got to put in those hours in the dark and really practice those stories. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's kind of what I've been doing these last couple months. Just dialed in, focused in and, you know, working in the dark.
There you go. Well, the last word I want to throw at you, Raven, I want to warn you first. Hey, this is the good one.
Okay.
but then also I'm gonna pause a little bit to set you up too. But
Okay.
the last word I'm gonna throw at you is legacy.
Legacy. Okay. So what is my legacy, or what legacy am I trying to leave?
Whatever
What does
comes
the
up
word
for
mean to
you.
me?
Yeah.
When I think about legacy, I just think about two things. For one, what I want to be remembered for, and then something to leave my children when I do decide to have children. I want to be remembered for someone who worked hard, someone who, took risk. She jumped, and she betted on herself, and Maya Angelou has a quote, or she once said, "You may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated." So, I want to be remembered for someone who experienced temporary defeats. I had setbacks, I had adversity, challenges, but I wasn't defeated. I didn't let that stuff stop me. I let it fuel me, and it pushed me into who I'm supposed to become. Right? And that's what adversity does. A lot of times we look at adversity as, misfortune or disaster, but a person who cannot accept temporary defeat or misfortune and use it, as fuel for greater success, they'll never do great things. So I want to be remembered as someone who did something great, right? A black woman, young black woman, took a chance. She didn't follow the rules that society says. She did it her way. And she became great. I want to be great at what I do, right? I for sure want to become a household name, but I'm going to be great at what I do. I'm going to be the best. And that's all I can ask for. And then, when I have children, I want them to see what their mom has done, me and their father, what we represent. And then, just leave them, I guess, leave a strong legacy behind, and something that they can follow and, work and strive towards in their own life and their own endeavors.
I love it. I love it. So as we close, I'd love for you to get an opportunity to share with the audience where they can go, follow you, check you out, kind of let them know, hey, the opportunities that you're looking for, so that they can show you some love.
Yeah, so on Instagram, my Instagram handle is I am the Raven Turner. That's THE Raven Turner. I am the Raven Turner. YouTube, just Raven Turner. Or it may be the Raven Turner. Just type in Raven Turner, I pop up. And if you'd like to purchase a book, you can contact me on my Instagram at I am the Raven Turner, or go to Amazon and purchase it. But if you purchase it from me, it'll be signed. And as
Hold
far
on,
as
wait a minute.
opportunity,
Let's not skip over that. Let's talk about the book. We gotta
oh,
tell them about the book.
okay.
Raven. Hey, if you want to get a book, no. Let's tell them about the book. Let's go.
Okay, so I have two books. I've written two books. The first one is
Okay.
called Pushed, Turning Adversity into Advantage. So that book is all about how I got to where I am today, right? The adversity was Nike and being told no, UCF being told no, and I turned it into my advantage, right? By it allowing to push me into my purpose, essentially, right? Because I can't say if that stuff wouldn't have happened, would I be here today? I don't know, but it happened, and this is where I'm at. So it pushed me into my purpose. So I kind of talk about those type of things. The second book, Small Wins Create Momentum, and that book is a special book because, a lot of times, we try to do things and, just we look at the big picture, but in order to achieve anything, you got to break things down into manageable pieces. And that's how you get things accomplished. So it's about the small wins, building momentum, and momentum is like what you do every single day. That stuff builds momentum. And once you create enough momentum, you start moving, right? Momentum creates movement. I talk about mental momentum because if you're not in the right space mentally, you're not moving anywhere physically. So it's about momentum. And you can, like I said, get the book from me and it'll be signed, comes with a bookmark, or you can order it off of Amazon.
All right. Well, again, I just want to say thanks so much for taking the time to hang out and be highlighted on the Success Chronicles. I wish you continued success.
Thank you. Thank you. I
All right.
appreciate it. It was a pleasure being here. Thanks, Chip.
Yeah. And thank you guys for checking out this session. We'll see you next time. God bless.
Go get it.